The Integrated Community Services Office helps people in the Green Bay area with housing assistance. This time of year, the phones are ringing with requests for help paying the heat bill. One of two receptionists was taking the calls and explained the process to Administration Secretary Steve Bablich.
They're needing energy assistance. We make sure that they qualify with this guidelines that we have right here.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do that, we would schedule. We would schedule them an appointment, and we use.
The next available appointment is March 24th. Rosemary Jonas is the agency's housing director. She says higher natural gas bills are prompting more people to call.
We're up 20% from where we were last year at this time. We have provided assistance to about 2,000 households so far, and last year our total for the year was 3,000.
Statewide, applications for energy assistance are up 10% over last year. As of last week, nearly 95,000 low-income families were getting help. But those are the low-income families at or below 150% of the federal poverty level. That means a family of four earning less than $29,000 a year is eligible. Secretary Bablich says the governor wants to help people who earn slightly more than that cutoff point. The governor wants the legislature to free up another $6 million.
Which will allow even more people to take advantage of this very good program. People who may not be able to be eligible for the program now, but are just above the poverty level, 150% above the poverty level. Now if you're 150 to 200%, you'll be able to come in and make the same application and now become eligible and get a grant under the low-income heating assistance program.
But the legislature would have to act quickly to pass the proposal in time to make a difference this winter. Overall, Wisconsin makes more than $78 million in energy assistance grants. Most of that money comes from the federal government. But the Department of Administration says the state has more than doubled its financial commitment to the program this year. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.